Chof Aleph Adar Beis, 31st of March, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan, Netilas Yadayim in the morning, why? The halachic
applications. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Across the time, what a pleasure it is to hear, to have the opportunity to share with you a few words. And it's a platform upon which I feel very, very comfortable. I don't feel I need to break down any defenses. And I really enjoy speaking here, and I really appreciate the opportunity for having yet again the occasion to share with you a few words, which I do hope you will find of sufficient interest. Yeah.
Thank you, Graham.
And also, I just want to wish you all a chag kosher v'sameach, and we'd nizkir le'echol min ha'psochim, min ha'zvochim u'min ha'psochim, min ha'zvochim u'min ha'psochim, right?
Yes.
And it should all go well, we should be zeichet for the ge'ula b'mei Rabbi Amir.
Amen.
Right. Okay. Ready? Rabbi Sai, we're going to go up to sixth gear today, yeah? Because we've got a lot to cover. In a short amount of time. Basically, the question is, you're on holiday. Okay, two scenarios. Basically, the shaila is the same. You're waking up early on Shabbos morning. Davening is at 9 o'clock. You're getting up at 7:30. You've got a chavrusa. You're going to be learning before shacharis. The question is, you know that before you go to davening, before you start. Before Shmona Esrei, you're going to have to go to the bathroom again, right? So you go to the bathroom when you get up. You know you're going to have to go to the bathroom again. The shaila is, Rabbi Sai, what's my topic? When do you make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim? Do you make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim in the morning when you get up? Or do you only wait an hour and a half later when you wash your hands second time after being going to the Beis HaKisa and only then say Al Netilas Yadayim? Similarly, those of us... Well, that's a question. When should I make Al Netilas Yadayim? Definitely not twice. The question is, do I make it the first time? And then, of course, not the second time. Or do I only wait to make Al Netilas Yadayim the second time? Okay, let's... what's the Havan in Nishna Esh tomorrow? Okay, we'll see. Baruch Hashem, ein beis medrash b'lai chidush. Right. Or, alternatively, the husband is getting up. I think some of us, at least, are beyond that age. But he's have to look after the kid. And he's got he knows that even though his metabolism is okay, and he doesn't need to go to the bathroom again, he's going to have to change nappies or, you know, deal with things which are going to be metane of his hands. So the shaila is again saying, when does he make Al Netilas Yadayim? When he prepares himself in the morning, just after getting up, or only much later when he is ready for tefillah. So the question is, the Olam is already asking, well, why not in the morning? The Gemara in Brochus, everything as usual, starts in the Gemara, brings in Daf Samech Amud Beis, goes through the list of the brochas, Birkas HaShachar, and all the brochas we say in the morning, and the Gemara actually starts with Birkas HaMapil, before you go to bed. Yeah? And the Gemara says, Anichnas Lishon Al Mitosoi Oimer Mishma Yisrael Ad V'Hoyoyim Shoma, right? Api Nigle, Api Arizal, you say all three parashias, but Midina de Gemara, he only said the first parasha. Why? Three parashas of Krishna, because it's only Lishma min Amazikim. We're not talking about saying Shema here for the mitzvah of Shema of Shabbacha of Kumecha. We're not talking about the Doraisa requirement here. We're talking about Lishma min Amazikim. So you say the first parasha, and then you say Baruch Hamapil Sheina al Einai, and when you get up in the morning, some Yerushalayim learn, where's the bracha, where's the Shem Malchus of Elokai Neshama? Some learn that Elokai Neshama is so muchtiv, which bracha? Hamapil. Because they both go, Hamapil is before sleeping, and the Elokai Neshama is after sleeping. And therefore they say that's why it's a bracha smucha. The Chavrata, there's various terutim otherwise. Some say, and that's what the lechatchila dan hoga is, if possible, you should be masmich elekai neshama to asheyotzar, so that it becomes a bracha smucha lechavrata. Then the Gemara continues, elekai neshama, then Kishoma kol tarnegoyla. What bracha?
Anosin lasechvi.
Anosin lasechvi. Or lefi achem ashkenazim, asher nosan lasechvi, which is our girsa. Svadim say anosin lasechvi. I wonder what the difference is. Like, anosin is the continuous present. Asher nosan, who already gave, and we made it continuous like that. But and then kiposach einei, when he opens his eyes, he says pekiach ivrim, etc. Then, because then after those brachas, yeah, once he's put his foot down, he says Rika Haaretz Alamayim, foot down on the ground, and then when he puts on his shoes, he says She'asa li kol tzorki, yeah. When he puts on his belt, Oyta Yisabi Gvura, he puts on his hat, Oyta Yisabi Safara. Then when he washes his hands, yeah, which comes after tefillin. Right? After tefillin, after all these brachas, when he washes his hands, ki moshe yodei leima yishutza hashikir yishomrim yitzoyis ha-mitzivamu al netilas yodai. Right? And when he washes his mouth, when he washes his mouth, ki moshe yodei, when he washes his face, sorry, ape, then he says, amar v'sheina me'ena yusnuma me'afapai. Right? So, that's clear in the Gemara that you make al netilas yadayim in the morning, right? That's the makor of the Gemara. Brachas daf samech amud beis. The question is, yeah, what is the purpose of this netilas yadayim? We know there's a chiyuv netilas yadayim for seuda. What is the purpose of this netilas yadayim in the morning? Netilas yadayim, as is clear, with a bracha. What is the purpose of that? And on that is dependent this very question which we're asking, when do you recite the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? So there are two mehalchim which are suggested by the Rishonim. First of all, Rabbi said, let's go over the three different reasons for Netilas Yadayim. One thing is, we know Pida Gemara in Shabbos, that there's a Ruach Ra called Bas Melech, or Shivsa, that's the name of the Ruach Ra, which is Shoyri on the hands, because just like a body, a dead body has a certain element of Tuma, since death is a 60th, sleep is a 60th of death, so then the element of Tuma, which resides upon a person's hands, the reason why it's on a person's hands, because the Ruach Tuma seems to depart via the fingers, and therefore it's still deposited there. We do Netilas Yadayim, as you know, you need to do three times on each hand, consecutively, in order to be Mavir, in order to remove this Ruach Ra. That's the Gemara in Shavuos. However, the Poskim take on that although you do need to wash in order to remove Ruach Ra, and you mustn't touch revealed parts of your body which can be covered, such as the eyes, inside the ears, mouth, before you've done Netilas Yadayim. However, this is not a reason for a bracha. This, say the Rishonim, is just a sakona. It's like Mayim Achronim. Yeah? Mayim Achronim, chova. There's a chiyuv to do Mayim Achronim at the end of the meal. Why? Because a sakona melach doimis. You don't make a bracha on that. Why would I make a bracha? Because of sakona. Right? That means it's a chiyuv to do. You don't make a bracha on it. Similar to Nikur, removing the fat, the chalavim from an animal. It's a requirement. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. Yeah. It's a requirement to bdikas toilaim, vegetable. Doesn't make it a mitzvah. Just because I'm required to do it does not make it a positive mitzvah. It's something I need to ensure to safeguard from sakona or from an issu. So same here, washing the hands to remove ruach tumah is not a reason why Chazal were mechayev a netila with a bracha. Okay, right. That's number one. So therefore, what else could be the reasons for netilas yadayim in the morning? We've eliminated. That means although you do need to do netilas yadayim three times to remove ruach tumah, but you cannot make a bracha for that reason. Right, so there's two mehalchim suggested by the Rishonim. Right? One is the Rosh. The Rosh says it's a din in tefillah. As we move on in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudalei Amud Beis, yeah, that a person should wash his hands for Kriya Shema in tefillah. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Omar Rav Yochanan, Haroitzeh Sheyekabel Olam Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema Yifneh. He should make sure that he has been boidik himself. V'yitzal Yodov V'yaniach Tvilin V'yikra Kriyashma V'yispalel Zuhi Malchus Shemayim Shlema. Yeah? Omar Rav Chiyah Bar Abba Rav Yochanan Kol HaNifneh. Somebody who makes sure that he is properly relieved. V'noitel Yodov ומניח תפילין וקורא קריאה שמע מספלל מעלה עליו הכוס וכאילו בונו מזבח, as if he's built a מזבח, והקריב עליו קורבן, וכסיב, and we must make it to a פסוק, ארחץ בניקיין, כבאי, ועשוי ובאס מספחתך, I will cleanse my hands, and then I will go around your מזבח, in other words, like doing the avodah. Right, so that's the מקור בנצילת ידיים for tefillah. And this is the makor for Netilas Yadayim for davening, and it's not davka shachris more than mincha and maariv. So asks the Rosh in the last perek of Brachos. So why do we only find this bracha recited with regards to shachris? Yeah. So it says the Rosh that there's a concept that differentiates shachris from mincha and maariv. Because says the Rosh, in the morning, since a person is asleep, yodayim askoni yosin, he doesn't know where his hands are going. Therefore, we have to take on, inevitably, he's touched mokum atinofes, or he touched parts of his body which are normally covered. Right, if a person touched parts of the body like his chest or his thighs, or his belly, or his belly, any part of the body which is normally covered, that's cool, that's mechayev him in Netilas Yadayim. Now, although when he gets up in the morning, he doesn't know whether he's touched those places or not, nevertheless, it's becheskas that they're not noki. It's bechazaka yadayim askani yosin, you don't know what's going on when you're sleeping. Therefore, it's a din in tefillah. Therefore, you have to presume that your hands are not clean, and therefore you wash your hands, and this washing your hands is not just a requirement, it's a requirement with the bracha, says the Rosh. Now mincha, this is the opinion of the Rosh, mincha, you don't have to wash your hands because you're not asleep, therefore you don't have to presume your hands are tamei, right, or touch an unclean place. That's why you don't make a bracha. But says the Rosh, if you know your hands are not clean, right? You went to the bathroom just before mincha, or you know you touched uncovered parts of the body, then not only do you do netilas yadayim, Rabbi Yisai, but you do netilas yadayim with the bracha.
With the bracha.
With the bracha, because there's no difference between shachris and mincha and maariv, says the Rosh. Yeah, there's no difference. It's a din, it's tefillah. The reason why we do Netilas Yadayim is a din in tefillah. There's nothing differentiating. The only difference between shachris and mincha, Rabbi Yisrael, is the circumstances. Is that by shachris I have to presume that my hands are not clean. Mincha, I can presume they are clean unless I know otherwise. Unless I know for sure that I sullied my hands. So therefore, according to the Rosh, it's quite straightforward. It's nothing to do with... it's nothing to do with the morning. It's to do with tefillah, with davening. Okay? Right. I seem to be shocking a few of you.
We leave the bathroom, we don't have to make a tefillah shidayim.
Oh. So Rabbi said, do we paskin like the Rosh? Now here is very interesting. We don't pass, because as you know, nobody makes al netilas shidayim before mincha and before maariv, even if the hands are not clean. Not only stam yodayim, you don't make a bracha, but even if I know for sure my hands are not clean, you do not make a bracha. So we don't paskin like the Rosh in this, right? This is for instance, Zayin. We do not paskin like the Rosh, even if I know for sure my hands are absolutely dirty, and I clean them with soap, I'm definitely mechuyev to do netilas yadayim, which most poskim hold for tefillah, you don't have to do it with a kli. So then the ikka is just to clean your hands. It's better to do it with a kli if you can. There is a maaser rav, a gro. But it's not leikuva, it's definitely not leikuva. But we do not make a bracha. That's one thing that we don't paskin like the Rosh. Who else knows something else which we don't paskin like the Rosh, which I just said? According to the Rosh, stam yadayim, just like they're kosher for brachas, I don't know whether my hands are clean or not. You can presume that they're clean, you can make a bracha. Yeah? So according to the Rosh, you can also daven. In Shacharis and Maariv, Mincha and Maariv, you can daven unless you know your hands are not clean. We do not paskin like that. We hold, even if you don't know, stam yadayim are only clean for brachas. And these people don't know, are not aware, that before every tefillah, there's a chiyuv to wash. Now we do not make a bracha before Mincha and Maariv, but we are mechuyev to wash hands. That's the advantage. I always wondered, sometimes you have these bathrooms with a room, a small room with a sink. And apart from that one, they have a little sink, mamash by the base of Medrash. Why? So I think it's a big reason to remind people that there's a chayvas netila before every tefillah.
If it's
right?
A sufik, right. Why do I?
Sorry?
If it's a sufik, you're saying
the din of stam yadayim apostle for Krishma and for tefillah. If I don't know about my hands,
midoraisa,
there's no such guy. I don't even know whether if you touch mokum mechuseh, as long as my hands clean and there's nothing, there's no actual dirt, then I don't think it's at all an issue to say davar shebikdusha, right? Even if I touched tzoya mamash, and as long as I removed it, yeah, and I didn't wash my hands, that's okay. I mean, this concept that my hands have to be I have to be immaculate, have to be absolutely cleansed. I think that's the concept is a drabona. Could be it's like the Kohanim who have to wash their hands before. So therefore, what have we established, Abba Isai? What have we established? We've established that the Rosh says it's because of filler, but we've also established that we don't paskin like the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, we should be making a bracha before Mincha and Maariv if we know that our hands are not clean, right? And we don't do that. So in other words, we hold for some reason that this reason of Netilas Yadayim, this chiyuv of Netilas Yadayim applies to Shachris and not to Mincha and Maariv. Why is that? Right, legitimate question? The answer is because there's another reason brought in the Rishonim. And that's the reason of the Rashba. The Rashba was asked if you need to use a kli, and you need, is there dine netila in netila sedayim shel shachris? Right? So, that was the question of the Rashba. Yeah? Now, he says, l'chaira, he says he doesn't see any reason why. First of all, very interesting. First of all, he says, if you'll tell me it's because of Urach Ra, the reason why you need to do Netilas Yadayim with a kli is because of Urach Ra. So on that, says the Rashba, no, that's not true. Because you don't need a kli. According to the Rashba, you don't need a kli. You just need to rinse your hands, yeah, in water three times. He says, Rechitza is good enough to remove the Urach Ra. So therefore, that can't be the reason why we use a kli. And it says, I actually don't know why you need to use a kli. I don't understand why you need to use a kli to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Right? Then he goes and brings from a few places, and he brings from the Nusach HaBrocha that we say, Al Netilas Kli, Al Netilas Yadayim. Netila means the kli. Right? So why is that? Why do you need a kli? It's not so, as long as my hands are clean. Says the Rashba the following. Right? And look at number one. In bold writing, yes, loima. So says that, yeah. Ve'im tishal ma'ishna tefilas hashachris mitfilas mincha ba'arvis. Why do we require to wash and it seemingly with a kli in shachris as opposed to mincha ba'arvis? Yes, loima leshiv shebeshachar anu nasim keberia chadosha. We're like a new being. We're like a new created being. Dichsiv chadoshim labakarim rabbi munasecha. Chadoshim, renewed, those who are renewed in the mornings, rabbi munasecha. How great is your faithfulness? In other words, that awakens an element of faithfulness. That means we were mafkid our neshamas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our neshamas back. We were, in a way, in a sense, dead, and we were revived from the dead. Right? And that's chadoshim lebekorim rabbi masecha. Ukmo isha ala sheba lahem zal bamejesh. Vitzrichin anu lehoidoi sloi. Lizborach al shebronu lichboidoi. Lesharasoi ulebarach vishmoi. We need to thank Hashem that He created us for his honor, to serve him, and to bless his name. That means there's two elements here. Thank you, Hashem, for reviving me, for bringing me back to life. Yeah? And what does that thank you mean? That thank you has consequences. I have to recognize that I was created here with a purpose to serve Hashem, for His honor, to spread His honor, and to serve Him. Therefore, says the Rashba, V'adolaze tiknu b'shachar kol oysan brochus shanu b'varchim b'chol boikir boikir. Yeah, poikiach ivrim, matir asurim. To realize, to recognize the enormous matonas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me every single day, and that it shouldn't go by rote. That I appreciate what I'm being given. Ulefikach anu tzrichim iskadosh b'kedushosoy. Now that we recognize and we're imbuing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, we now have to be miskadosh in His kedusha to remind us of our purpose. Velitol yadeinu min hakli kekoyim shemekadosh yodov min hakoyim min hakiyor koydim avedosoy. Yeah, we wash our hands in the kli just like the kohen did. Just like the Kohen, there was a whole preparation because of the enormity of his avodah, what he's about to embark on. Same here. We just realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. We are like Kohanim, and therefore we wash hands for doing avodah sayoy. Okay? So this is a concept. That's the Rashba. That's why I answered. That's why we make a bracha on. And that's why we use, according to the Rashba, that's why we use a kli in the morning. Because of this concept of Beria Chadosha, and we're like Kohanim, Mekachim Yadeihem Mina Kior, and that's why we're similar to them. So therefore, now according to the Rashba, it's Muvan, yeah? Why we make the Bracha in the morning, but we don't make it, yeah? We don't make it before Mincha and Ma'ariv, because we hold before Mincha and Ma'ariv is just like he said, Nikur or Bdikas alone, that means it's a requirement, but it doesn't make it a positive mitzvah, right? It's just a siluk, right? Just like you remove dirt from your hands, that's how we look at Mincha Ma'ariv. In Shacharis, there's an added component. We're like, it becomes a positive mitzvah because we're like Beria Chadasha, we're like the Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's just get on with this, and then hopefully your questions will be answered. So therefore, that explains why we make a bracha in the morning, and not in Shacharis, and not in Mincha and Ma'ariv. Right. So Rabbi Isai, this Rashba that says. His question is, now this is very important in understanding the Rashba, yeah? Because we're going, in the understanding of the Rashba will have immediate results and consequences for our very Shaila. The Rashba says, so as we've established, we did not paskin like the Rosh, the first reason, it seems to be we paskin like the Rashba. The Rashba was asked, Mai shenot tfilas hashachar mitfilas mincha ma'ariv, yeah? What is the difference between morning and he answered, no, morning there's another. Now, in Rashba's answer, right, in his Rashba's question, he asked, how is Tfilas Shacharis different to Tfilas Mincha Ma'ariv, right? His answer is, Beria Chadasha, we're like Kohanim. What is his answer? Is his answer that your question was completely wrong? It's nothing to do with Tfilah. It's for Avodah Sayoyim. Even if somebody is not davening, for whatever reason, he's Isaac Betzorki Tzibur. He's potul. He's on Atzola call. And he knows he's on Atzola conference the whole day. He's got absolutely no time to daven. Oh, he's mitzvah. He's absolutely got no time for davening. Yeah? He still doesn't see Asidan. Because although he's not davening, yeah? It's a void asayon. He's saying he's being grateful for everything like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said Birkas HaShachar. And he's doing a void asayon. In that way, he's like a kohen. Right? Is that pshat in the Rashba? And therefore, even if a person's not davening, it's got nothing to do with davening, he should still say Al Mitzilas Adayim. Or is the Rashba saying that it's really a not completely new concept? It's really a din in Tefillah Shacharis. It's in din in Shmoneh Esrei. It's just how is Shacharis different to Mincha Ma'ariv? Mincha Ma'ariv, we don't make a bracha. Mincha Ma'ariv, we're not makbid on a kli. On that Rashba, Shacharis has got an added element of Chadoshim Lebekorim. Okay, so the answer is, we're going to see, it's Machlekes Akronim, how to learn this Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah and others, and Aretz HaChaim, which is the Malbim, they learn the Rashba has got nothing to do with Tefillah. They learn that the Rashba is to deal with the day. And therefore, they have a problem. I'm getting up. I have a question. I'm getting up at 7:30. I know I'm going to go to the bathroom again at 5 to 9 before I start the dump. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, what do I do now? When do I do? When do I make the Netilas Yadayim? If I do it on the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, right? If I do it at 7:30, then who am I? Yeah, just when I get up, who am I Mekayim? Rabbi Sai? I'm Mekayim the Rashba, right? But I'm not Mekayim the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, what are you doing on the Netilas Yadayim now? You're not ready for Tefillah. You know you're going to sully your hands again. You're only davening at 9 o'clock. It's like, I mean, according to the Rosh, it's like washing my hands for bread. And but I know I'm going to change a nappy before I start taking the bread. That's brachah levatal. It's a waste of time. What are you doing? Absolute waste of time. This is not an etilah for the sudah if you know you're going to sully your hands. So therefore, when do I make an etilah sidayim? Do I make it at 7:30? Yeah, when I get up, or do I make it at 5 to 9? If I make it at 5 to 9, says the Mishnah Berurah, then I've got a problem the other way. It's true the Rosh will be happy with me, yeah. But as we said, we don't pass on like the Rosh, yeah. The Rosh Baal will have timers on me. Excuse me, you're doing on Netilas Yadayim at what time? 7:30. An hour and a half later, you're making the bracha. How can you make an hour the bracha an hour and a half after you've done the Maaseh on Netilas Yadayim? So the Mishnah Berurah is stuck in this way. And he has the following, and he resolves it in the following way. There is a minhag, yeah, that although we try to avoid it, but in this case, you can't avoid it, and this is what you should do. There's a minhag to be masmich, although we do Netilas Yadayim at home, we only make our Netilas Yadayim in shul. Now, although we might have had a certain hefsek between the Netilah, nevertheless, when I do the Netilah on shul, it's not like making a bracha beltarayim in the middle of nowhere. Everybody knows that that bracha is going on that netilah which I did at home. So therefore he says the Mishnah Berurah, that in this case of getting up at 7:30, and I'm only going to be ready for tefillah at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to sully my hands again, you'd wait until 9 o'clock to make the bracha. That means the second netilah, that's when you make the bracha. And say it together with Birkas HaShachar. Because if you say on Netilas Yadayim with Birkas HaShachar, you've definitely got the Rosh on your side. And even the Rosh Bar, you've got this minhag that you don't, it's not imperative to make the bracha mamash b'shas le'asir. Right? But this is the Mishnah Berurah. He says, I agree, it's not ideal. It's not ideal because according to the Rosh Bar, you're making the bracha an hour and a half. But what can you do? I can't tell you an hour. Another raya that the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Rosh Lechumra, not in Gansan like the Rashba, because he says, if you remembered after Shmoneh Esrei, after Kuwait Shmoneh Esrei, oh wow, I forgot to make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. Too late. Why? Now, Lechaira, according to the Rashba, it's not too late. It's a din, if we hold that Pidyaved, you can make the bracha, and that is the halacha. Rabbi said, if you did not make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim when you washed your hand, and you remembered even in the middle of Pesuk et Zimra, you can stay Al Netilas Yadayim there. Yeah? So the Chayra, according to the Rashba, even after Tefillah you can. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, you cannot do it after Tefillah, because the Rashba will say, or the Rosh will say to you, what are you doing? Why are you making the bracha now? Right? That is the Abona of the Mishnah Berurah. I just want to tell you that the Machtes HaShekel, and I want to finish with this, the Machtes HaShekel and the Chayei Odom, they disagree with the Abona in the Rashba. They say the Rashba, just like in his question, understood it's in the din in Shachris. It's a din in Shachris. The Rashba is answering that it's a din in Tfilas Shachris. It's not a din in Stam the world. It's just the Rashba is explaining. Why is Shachris different to Mincha Maariv? On that he answers, because Shachris got an added element of Beri HaKadosh, and we like Kohanim. But it's a din in Shachris. Therefore the Chayei Odom has got no problem with this scenario at all. You get up in the morning, you're doing the Netilas Yadayim, that Netilas Yadayim, if you know you're going to sully your hands again before Shmoneh Esrei, that's not the Netilas Yadayim of Chazal, that's the Netilas Yadayim to remove the Ruach Ra. according to the Chai Adam, even according to the Rashba, you're doing mamash lechatzchila. When you wash your hands at 5 to 9, that is lechatzchila. That is netila, right? The Raya is, and I'll finish with this, and I'm sorry for going 1 minute over, but I just, because it's something of mine, and it's just, the Raya, for this pshat is, Rabbi saying, somebody doesn't have water. He's in a place, he doesn't have water, and he needs to daven shacharis. What does he do? Thank you. Do you use midi, not monkey. Some people call it midi the monkey. There's no monkey business here. It's called midi the menachi. Yeah, it's something which cleans. You can wipe your hands on grass, on earth, on a piece of cloth. You use midi the menachi, and you make a bracha of, obviously not al netilas yadayim, al nekius yadayim. Right? So your hands are still tameh, obviously, because you haven't removed them, but that's not a problem, that's not me'akir. Your hands are clean because you used midi de menachi, and you make al nekius yadayim. Rabbosai. We say we're basking like the chumrah, like both of them. According to the Rashba, are you doing anything? According to the Rashba that says it's a din in tefillah, it's a din, we're like kohanim, and we use a kli like a kohen. I'm not doing anything! How can I make al nekius yadayim? How can I make al nekius yadayim? You tell me, because we're passing like the Rosh, but we don't passing like the Rosh. Because you see, before Mincha Maariv, we don't make a bracha. So what's going on? The Achronim already asked this. But according to Al, have according to the Chai Adam, it's very good. Because really, the Rashba is masking that it's a din in Shacharis, in the Tefillah of Shacharis. However, the Rashba says there's an added element. You try to use a kli, but that's not me'akiv. The Chazal did not make up a new concept, a completely new idea of washing hands. No, it's a washing hands, the normal washing hands for tefillah. Lechatchila, you'd be like a kohen. That's not me'akiv. Therefore, once you've done the achana, you can still make a bracha. Okay? So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi says, just how it comes in clear, if a person's getting up, according to the Mishnah Berurah and others, if a person's going to sully his hands, he makes the bracha only at the latter part of Netilat Sidayim. The latter Netilat Sidayim, that's when he should make the bracha. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.